anything?
You are watching Scramble Vision, a free service of Charger Card. Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
Get the Charger Card.
Oh, okay. Where is it? It's another room.
Your time is now. Four before.
I got it!
Your time is your time.
Is that your daddy's charger?
Yeah, I found it in his dresser next to his gun and balloon.
Inside, 98. Outside, normal. To light eye, irritating.
Okay, punch it up. Which one?
85.
Okay, here we go.
It's a
8-5, got it.
U.S. Gov, okay. Cable one day. That's two.
Charge.
Insert here.
Here goes.
Our charge.
Good afternoon, morning, or good evening.
And the thing that you're hearing is only the sound of the love spark of high heel boys. The percentage you're paying is too high priced while you're living.
So no one can hear us.
What did you say?
I said no one can...
What?
No, never mind. Follow me.
What?
Here, take my hand. This way.
But it wasn't the bullet that laid him to rest. Was the love spark of high heel boys.
Everywhere he went, man dropped a great load of knowledge, forming a rich compost where slumbered the modifying spark of humanity.
High roller heels.
You're doing just on my arm here. You're doing all right.
He right. took those in when he was in Tokyo.
Wonderful pictures.
I have some news about Tokyo, by the way. I was told that 20% of the population of Tokyo is homosexual. And that the reason this is so is that the...
Excuse me, that's 10,000, but they're schizophrenic homosexuals.
Children also, that's right. I should take another 8% off because some of them are below the age of ferment or whatever they call it. I don't know. I haven't been to Tokyo.
What do they call that?
I understand the reason is that because when the overpopulation, the overcrowding, becomes so intense that the species, in order to keep itself from wiping itself out, just turns homosexual to a degree. Like marijuana plants changing their sex, as it says in that book.
If they get crowded, yeah.
Is that the Mystic Crocodile we've heard so much about?
Yes, it is. It is. And they were serving Mystic Crocodile Tail croquettes up at the top of the Satan's Tower on this day. There we are. Here we are now.
I'm enjoying my portion, as you see. They give you a quite sizable portion.
And look at this. Oh, now, we're both going to take a bite out of the same piece of tail.
Those are, we eat towards the middle. Those are just promotional croquettes.
It looks like we're actually eating.
Will you just, you're getting me seasick.
Hail, boys.
Thank you.
thoughts and prayers to the families of those who've been killed.
Public mass shootings get all the attention because they're often so indiscriminate. But the truth is, mass shootings are unlike most gun deaths in America. Here's how it breaks down. According to the most recent data, 92 people are killed with guns every day on average. About 30 of those are homicides, of which maybe 1.5 at most can be considered part of mass shootings. Most of those killed, 58 people a day, are suicides. The rest are accidental shootings, police actions, and undetermined incidents. Those suicides, they show up in international comparisons too. These are the 10 countries ranked highest on human development by the UN. The US has the highest suicide rate among them, and this darker bar shows how many of those are with guns. Some people think suicide isn't really relevant to the gun issue.
But to go and think that some type of gun control regulations that are being talked about are going to stop somebody from committing suicide when there's so many other ways for people to commit suicide.
But the methods that people use are important because suicide attempts often stem from temporary crises. The vast majority of people who survive suicide attempts don't end up dying from suicide. But guns make it nearly impossible to get that second chance. The victims of gun suicides are overwhelmingly men and mostly white. And the rate of gun suicides has been increasing in the U.S. At the same time, the rate of gun homicides has been decreasing, especially since the 90s when crime rates in general were higher. But if you compare the U.S. to other developed countries, it doesn't look like good news. These are homicides adjusted for population size. The U.S. would probably have a higher homicide rate even without guns, but you can see how gun violence pushes that rate far beyond the other countries here. The victims of these shootings, they're not the ones you often see on the national news. They're disproportionately young black men.
You guys can leave here and go on with your lives, but we gotta go home to empty rooms because our children's lives were taken away by people who should not have had guns anyway.
One possible explanation is that the U.S. simply has more crime than those other countries. But if you set aside homicides for a moment and look at rates of burglary or assault, you don't see that same spike that you see with homicide. It's not that America has much more crime. It's that crime in the U.S. is much more lethal. Altogether, the number of gun deaths in the U.S. from 2000 to 2013 exceeds the number of Americans killed by AIDS, by illegal drug overdoses, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and terrorism combined. It should be clear by now that this level of gun violence is a uniquely American problem among the developed world. And here's one reason why. There are a ton of guns in the U.S.